The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, but not do what I command? I will show you what someone is like who comes to me, listens to my words, and acts on them. That one is like a man building a house who dug deeply and laid the foundation on rock. When the flood came, the river burst against that house, but could not shake it because it had been built well. But the one who listens and does not act is like a person who built a house on the ground without the foundation. When the river burst against it, it collapsed at once and was completely destroyed." The Gospel of the Lord. When St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians or the Galatians or the Thessalonians, he was not writing to the general population. He was writing to the Christian churches in those communities, many of the churches he can afford by going there and announcing the good news, and that the people who followed them, they formed that church. So a lot of times he's writing to them to strengthen their faith because they were enduring persecution. And sometimes he was writing to them to correct some beliefs that they kind of brought into their faith or some practices that were not appropriate. And that is the reason for his writing to the church in Corinth, to the Corinthians. Corinth was a big city, was a port city. There are a lot of businesses and trade. There's a lot of rich people in it. And part of the practices that crept into the church is in the way they celebrated the Eucharist and how they treated the poorer members of the church. But in the specific section that we read from today, Paul is trying to address another behavior, that although they celebrated the Eucharist on Sunday, the Lord's Day, but yet they went to the pagan temples during the week and participated in their sacrifices. Now, the reason some did this is probably they didn't want people to know they were Christians because, you know, the Christians were being persecuted. So maybe they did it because they wanted to keep their contacts with other, you know, business people, tradespeople, other rich people. And maybe some of them went because many of those temples had restaurants connected with the temples because of all the sacrifices that were being offered. So they wanted to be seen, they wanted to be fed, and they wanted to continue working with their business partners. And St. Paul tells them, you can't do this. You can't say, well, I am a Christian, I celebrate the Eucharist, I participate in the body and blood of Christ, and then during the week go and partake of the sacrifices of to idols, to demons. Because celebrating the Eucharist is not just going through the motions and saying, oh, I believe this is the body and blood of Christ, but also becoming one with Jesus, one in his life, way of life, the way of love that he presented to us. That's why we call it communion. It brings our union with Jesus and with one another. As Jesus says in the gospel, it's a way of life. You can't say, well, yeah, I listen to the Lord, but then I do my own thing. I don't follow. And by participating in both sacrifices, that means we're trying to serve both Jesus. We're in union with Jesus as well as we are in union with those false gods who St. Paul calls demons. You can't be in union with Jesus and with demons. We have to make a choice. And I think sometimes we continue to fall into that same trap, that same mistake. Yeah, we are Christians, but does the way we live our lives during the week, the fruits of our Christianity, does that show that we are truly Christians? Or we're still trying to live the ways of the world so we can fit in, so we can be accepted among our family and friends and business, you know, partners and people? Jesus tells us in the gospel, you cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one. We have to choose whom we serve and serve the Lord faithfully, not just when we're at church, when we're at Mass, but every day of our life.